3, 2, 1.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, nerds, nerdettes. Welcome back to The Gathering. This is your weekly podcast where we talk about everything nerd and we get down to business. I am your host tonight, and typically my name is Sky, and I never gather alone. I got a couple nerds with me I'd like to introduce, and we got a surprise guest tonight who hasn't been on in a while, so we're very excited about that. First off, let me check in with Oscar. What's up, Oscar?
West, what's going on tonight, everyone?
Oscar, hello. How are you? Doing well?
I'm good.
Nice.
Doing well, you know.
Nice. Yeah, big news last week. We'll get into our personal lives in just a minute. I want to make sure we talk to Derek. What's up, Derek?
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? Welcome back. Nice. I told you today before we started that it felt like forever. It's only been a week, but it really does feel like forever today. It's weird. And I think it's because we haven't talked to this guy in about 2 weeks, man. He's been out venturing off in the world.
Show.
Not you, dude.
Not you. He's catching up.
I'm talking. Easy, cowboy. Easy.
Someone's aggressive today.
Yeah. Well, since you already heard his voice, we might as well get down to business. Welcome back, Daniel.
What's up, everyone? Good to be back.
Nice to hear you out. We gave you shit last week, just so you know. But
I haven't heard it yet. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I think you died once in it. You were fired like 4 or 5 times. You know, all the same old the bullshit. Usual. The usual. And okay, I'm gonna introduce this next guy. He hasn't been on in a while. You may get to see him on YouTube. He has a pretty popular channel out there. But he's also a guest member on The Gathering now and again. He's also someone we'd like to combat with now and again. And he's also a trusted friend of The Gathering. We love this guy, and we like to welcome.
Aye, 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 aye.
Mr. Adam, what's up, Adam? How are you?
Has returned.
The return.
Before you go any further, your next line's going to be, yeah, okay, whatever, dude.
Yeah, okay, what is that Daniel's line now?
I don't know what
you said. The next line's going to be, I'm sorry, I've been watching too much JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, so now I'm thinking, like, okay, after hearing that last episode where I was brutally mentioned, I figured,
brutally.
Okay, look, if I'm going to have a theme, if I'm going to be the bad guy.
Wait, oh, you were the bad guy. Oh, okay, wait, let's.
If I'm going to be the bad guy, I need to have a theme. So what better way is to have a JoJo theme?
Let's go back real quick, just so people who might just be gathering with us the first time. A couple weeks ago, we do a segment. So basically this show, just for those who are new, is brought up, typically broken up into 3 parts. It's broken up into like, actually 4. Intros, what's going on with us. We got nerd news, gaming news, which kind of combines. We have back in time where we go back and look at different events and kind of nerd history, movie, television, music. And then we finalize it with What If. Now in that episode of What If, which is not Marvel's What If, which finally was released and it's awesome. We'll get into that. But we typically use it to make fun of each other. It's a way for us to laugh and kind of, you know what, let boys be boys and just talk a little shit about each other. And Adam, we asked who would be the hero, who would be the damsel in distress, and who would be the villain. And I think Adam won the villain role.
That, you also put who be the dog, and I got the shit out of that stick. I got, 2 of you motherfuckers said the villain, the other 2 said the dog.
Wait, there was a dog question? I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Well, we don't remember half of it. We're talking about it. We're so bad. Well, Adam, welcome back. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, we're excited that you're on tonight. Okay, so let's do a quick check-in real quick. And first, we'll start with Daniel because Daniel's been gone for 2 weeks. Daniel, what's up with you, man?
Nothing much. Here to normal.
All right, perfect. Moving on.
Good. Just took a little vacation. Went to Hawaii and
nice,
well needed vacation. And kind of, it was cool. It was a lot of fun. I expected a little bit more from Hawaii, but it was cool. I really liked it. And
well, Hawaii's kind of big. What island did you go to?
We went to Maui, and I heard Maui's more like the laid back
So Kauai is probably the most laid back. It's very chill, very beautiful island. That's where they filmed Jurassic Park and Lost, and that's where they, because it has, it's so exotic there. It's very green. Not that they're all not, but Maui is a little bit more of. It's very laid back, but you also get a lot. It's not as crowded as the other ones, like Kauai.
Yeah,
but I've been to both. I've been to Maui and Kauai. I think I like Kauai more. But I like Maui a lot. I love the surfing in Maui. It was amazing.
Yeah, the surfing was pretty cool. I did paddleboarding for the first time.
That
was
fun.
What
did you do any events? Oh, you snorkeled. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we snorkeled. And then bodyboarding. We did a bunch of different beaches. It was cool. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Did you take the road to Hana?
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, didn't get to do that. It was kind of hard because we took my son.
Yeah,
and all the stuff we can't really plan ahead, and then everybody's vacation, so like the grandparents don't really want to take care of when they're in vacation, so it's like, okay, just we'll take care of them, I guess.
Hey, you know what though, I'm sure like going out there as that group too was pretty amazing though, because even though it's a lot of work though, you know, like I'm not sure what how much you'll remember, but the fact that you can say, hey, I've taken you to Hawaii a little, well, you know, so stop complaining.
And he, of course, we're one of the families that the kids is crying in the middle of the night on the flight and kicking the front person's chair. We're one of those people.
Perfect.
I was like, oh, crap. I was like, damn it, David, shut up.
That's awesome.
But it was good. Good to be back, though.
We missed you. It was Leo filled in really good last week. He does a good job when he comes in and fills in for you. So thank you, Leo, for that. Oscar, what's going on with you, man?
Nothing much, just getting ready for a new school year. You know, I started working again at the high school on Thursday and Friday as a paraeducator, and that's just basically a teacher's aide, kind of helping out with the classroom. And the teacher that I was supposed to be an aide for is quit. So I'm like, well, I thought my year was going to be easy because she was pretty laid back teacher, and now whoever's going to be the substitute, I don't know how this person is going to be, but they better hope they have a good demeanor, because those kids are going to walk all over the sub.
I loved them in high school, man. I loved them. There was a sub because you didn't have to do shit. You could mess around.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So the fact that they're going to make a permanent substitute for now until they find a permanent teacher, it's going to be interesting to see if this teacher can control the class. Cause I already know, like, there's a couple of chatty Cathys, a couple of Mr. Think they're Mr. Billy Badass, but they're not. And something that you're just cool.
Well, are you excited to be back, or are you kind of like,
I actually am. I am excited to be back. So it's, you know, it's I wanted to be work, so it's cool. So I'm good.
Yeah, it's weird, and like after you don't do something for, because it's been a couple months, right, since you were there.
2 months, three months, summer vacation. Yeah,
you really miss it. You really miss stuff like that, even work. When I had my hip surgery, I was out of work, and it was actually at the end. I was like, I want to get back. I need, because you get bored, you know? So.
Yeah.
All right, Derek, what's up with you?
Nothing, man. Same old, same old. I'm taking schooling more serious now. So I signed up for two classes this semester at GWC with all them Asian baddies. So let's go set up for that. I mean, just doing work, playing COD, taking wins, you know, just getting sponsored here and there. So, you know, just a little side thing.
Now, I have a question for you, because I heard today that I got a little information, and I don't remember this being a fact, okay? Sure. Now, since you are an inside man, since you have the inside scoop, I think you will know the answer to this question. Sure. Is there or is there not a Halloween party this year?
There is a Halloween party. Dude, there was a Halloween last year party. There was a party like last year. What do you mean? You know, what makes you think that there's not going to be a party this year? It's like a tradition.
That's what the producer told me. That it was announced last year at the party. I'm like, wait, what? Why? I don't remember this. This is big breaking news. That made me so sad.
No. It's happening.
All right. Don't ruin the theme yet.
She heard something wrong. It's happening.
All right. Okay. I'm just making sure because I was a little bummed out. So,
going down.
Yeah. Well, all right. Welcome back, Adam. You look like you're literally about to go into warp speed. It's awesome. So what's up with you?
Oh, everything's been fine. Just this past week, just been helping my dad out, like fixing the car.
Ooh.
And just like getting ready for another semester at school and just watching, like, I think a lot of anime pretty much. I've just been like just knee deep in anime right now. Like, my pretty much whole week has been like, okay, gotta watch this, gotta do just like for future content's sake. 2021 videos have been, they've pretty much been wrapped up since the beginning of the month. So I'm pretty much now going to be on cruise control.
Oh, really? You're that far ahead on your YouTube?
I finished my Christmas videos back in like the end of July. I finished those. That was not fun because AC was like all turned off where I'm at. And I'm like, I'm wearing like a red jumpsuit and the hat. And I was like, oh, God, okay, just get through this.
Okay, well, since we plugged it a couple of times, just let the fans know in case this is their first time hearing you. You do have a YouTube channel. You go over, you typically talk about, I mean, anything kind of in the media, like pops and anime and movies.
Oh,
and
my God, the pops. Yeah, I cannot wait for those to arrive. I mean, I pre-ordered a lot of them, and I'm like, okay, I cannot wait for those to come in. I was looking through some, like, I don't know if you guys were looking. I saw you guys look at my Instagram story. Like, I was just looking at, like, some, like, Clone Wars helmets, and I'm like, oh, my God, these look so good. I got to get one of these.
What's the name of your Instagram? Instagram.
Sorry. Oh yeah,
your YouTube channel.
It's Arvizu videos. ARVIZU videos.
Okay, and anybody out there you want to check out some pretty cool insight into some movies, TV show, and anime? Check that out. It's really a really cool channel. Always check it out. Okay, for me, I'm actually kind of excited. I mean, as you can see, I've been we've talked about this before, but Did I talk about this last week? Did I talk about the Asteroids cabinet I found? Or no?
Yeah.
Daniel, shut up. You weren't even here. Derek, did I talk about that last week?
I think so.
Okay, well, I found this Asteroids cabinet, $40 on OfferUp. Couldn't pass it up. Didn't think it was going to work. Plugged it in, it's working. Only thing is the bezel is kind of messed up. Anyways, I got a lighted marquee for it. And I found this guy online. His name is Barry Sneaky. You can find him on, it's fine. Best name ever.
I don't think I trust somebody.
But I watched a couple of YouTube videos and this guy mods up, arcade one-ups without doing big major mods. Like, you don't have to add new buttons and all this stuff. He basically takes the PCB board and he's able to, if it's like a four game, only on the generation ones, but if it's a four game or it's a six game, he can add six other games. He can bring it to its limit, which is 12. Dude, it's awesome. So I sent that out, but he's adding like, track and field and what was the other one? It's like there was a couple games that he's adding. I'm not going to remember them offhand, but it's all, let's see, track and field. There's Asteroids Deluxe, Tempest. Darn it. What was the other one? Fuck, whatever. But it's awesome because it's only $19 to do this mod. So I'm actually super excited. I'm going to pump him up. I'm really excited for this to come back. But his name is Barry Sneaky. I believe you can find him on Instagram, Facebook. That's what I was told. But from the information I got, I went on to his eBay, and that's where I did the whole transaction. He sends you the information on the stuff you can get. So really sick. I'm super excited about that. I have the NBA Jam for person Kate, and I can't wait for you guys to come over and play. You guys, are you fans of NBA Jam? Oscar, Daniel, Derek, Adam?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not? Some people don't like sports games. That one's so quick.
I don't like sports games. I don't like sports in general, unless it's the Olympics.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, same boat.
Yeah, but you know what? This was completely like where you're beating people up and you're throwing people around. And so it's super fun. I love NBA Jam. It's one of my favorite games of all time. So I have that. I'm debating on modding that up so you can play all the four persons, turtles, and all that crap. So we'll see. To be determined. But I'm having a lot of fun with these arcade one-ups, and I'm almost to my limit. I wouldn't have actually got that Asteroid cabinet if it wasn't $40. So if you are out there, do not put $40 cabinets out there because I might buy it. So stop. Make them expensive. So that's it for me. Pretty much my week has been normal. And that's it. I don't got anything else. You guys ready to do a little nerd news?
Nerd news.
All right. Well, let's start with Oscar tonight because he said he got some he has some nerd news he sent over this week, and let's see what he's got.
What's going on? Anyone out there that, you know, I'm an anime fan. Big news, Cartoon Network and Warner Brothers will start producing anime now. Everyone that says Cartoon Network, wait, they're already starting anime. No, that's cartoon. That's why it's called Cartoon Network. So now they will start producing anime. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I mean, I feel like they should just leave it to Japan to leave it because, or, you know,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You know what they're doing. They have the mangas. They have the series that follow the Ghost with the storyline. And I don't know what kind of shows that Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network to me seems like a kid network. And then same thing for Warner Brothers. I just don't want them screwing anything up. I mean,
yeah, like what they did with DC.
Well, no, it's not. Yes. Anime can be interpreted different other things.
Okay, but here's a question. Are they taking over anime titles that already exist, or they're creating their own new ones? Because Netflix has done a pretty good job of creating pretty good anime out, you know?
I believe they're going to make their own. What I read is they're expanding into it, and whoever, and the lead production or the lead person that's doing it is Jason DiMarco, will be leading the project. I'm not too sure who that is, but apparently he is the one that qualified to lead it.
I think they're testing the water right now because right now, this morning, they just released the Crunchyroll Adult Swim pretty much exclusive, which is called Fina Pirate Princess. I just watched it this morning and oh my God, that is so much fun. That is really fun. That's just a taste of what Adult Swim is going to give us. Okay, I'm looking forward to what Cartoon Network can give us.
So is Cartoon Network doing their own thing? I know I heard of Crunchyroll jumping on board with
that. Crunchyroll actually and Funimation are combining. They're two different separate places to watch anime, to watch any anime basically. But now I believe Funimation bought out Crunchyroll, and now both parties are trying to merge into one.
I like Funimation.
So I'm excited for that. So now I have to pay two separate accounts, you know, for Funimation and for Crunchyroll. So I'm excited for that.
What was the other piece of news?
The last piece of news. Anyone that knows, I'm sorry if I screw his name up. Elba. There you go.
Idris Elba will be
the voice.
There's an outbreak
for Knuckles and Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
All right. What did anyone see? Sonic 1.
I wanted to see that. I should have saw that in Birds of Prey. I had an option of seeing that. Or seeing Birds of Prey. In hindsight, I should have saw that because that was the last movie I ever saw in a theater.
That was Birds of Prey was mine right before the quarantine.
I didn't like that movie.
Danny, what were you saying?
I tried to forget that.
That was the last movie I watched before the pandemic too.
Birds of Prey.
And I'm like, oh God.
Sonic was good though.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Michael B. Jordan is developing a black Superman for HBO Max.
Yeah.
I heard that. I'll buy it.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, sometimes I don't mind them changing characters up and doing different things, but sometimes when they're doing it, I think it depends on how they create the story and if they're creating a separate story or they're trying to use the same story that's been there before, or they're using, you know, they can use the multiverse now because that's the newest thing in everything that's going on. So it depends on how they use it would be because there's certain ways and certain ways I've enjoyed my characters over time. And, you know, trust me, I can care less if they're green or purple or, you know, if they're whatever. I just sometimes need at least some consistency in the characters for me because that's the characters I grew up and loved. So instead of taking the same characters, maybe creating a new one or, like I said, an alternate universe. So if they're going to do this,
where they're going.
Yeah, if they're going to do the same storyline and just use that as their gimmick, then I don't see it as something new and something exciting. Like if you're going to take that same character and give a good new storyline to it and change up and change the history and do all this stuff, then I'm totally in on it. I think that's a great idea, but don't take the same one and regurgitate it. Just, you know, like they've done that with, what was it? One that I just couldn't stand, like Footloose. like Footloose, they took the storyline that's amazing, that's really, really good, and then try to regurgitate the same storyline instead of like really freshening up and making it new. Anyways, I had a question about the, is you said Michael B. Jordan is doing that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I trust that guy. I trust that he's done some really good stuff out there. He's been in the industry. He knows what sells. So hopefully he does really good and has a good...
We'll have to see how he does with his Creed movie, because that's the first movie he's directing in his entire career. So we'll need to see how he does with Creed 3. And then if that goes well, then maybe they'll talk about doing that, his whole Superman story.
Yeah, we'll see.
Was Creed 1 and 2 produced by Sylvester Stallone or
yeah,
by...
Yeah, those were by Sylvester Stallone. They weren't directed by him. Those were by Ryan Coogler and some other guy. But Creed 3 is going to be produced by... I think it's going to be produced and directed by, what's it called, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he owns the rights to all those characters, because I think he created those characters, if I'm not mistaken. Tell him. All right, Adam, what's your news?
Well, today, Bad Batch, Bad Batch just finished up with their season finale, and so far, I actually liked it. It really tells you the story. Well, for any of you guys who aren't familiar with a lot of the extended Star Wars stuff, Bad Batch is pretty much a continuation of the Clone Wars, but it takes place after the events of the whole series, and really just shows you what happened to the clones after the Republic fell. So you're pretty much seeing the transition of power between the Republic becoming the Empire, which is pretty cool. When you see, like, you start seeing, okay, everyone, they're starting to include like little Easter eggs of like that lead to like A New Hope and stuff. So that's one thing.
Have they had do they show any major characters like Leia?
No, because this is pretty much right after Order 66.
Okay.
So it picks up, I mean, spoilers, it takes place like immediately when Order 66 kicks in.
Okay.
But let's see. I don't know if anybody's watched Bad Batch, but if anybody's a fan of Star Wars, yeah, go check it out. It's pretty fun.
It looks great. The universe is so big now. Like, we were even talking about this in text the other day. Like, I still want to catch up on Clone Wars because
like, I mean, you don't have to watch all Clone Wars. Just watch like 20 episodes of the most important ones, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good list. I saw that list.
Much easier to digest.
You made me breathe a little easier. I'm like, oh, I could actually handle this. I could do this. So
yeah, it's 20 episodes, and then you watch season 7. You don't even have to watch all of season 7. Just watch the final 4 episodes of season 7, because that literally just sets you up for like watching. That really makes you want to watch Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, so moving on, just because, you know, we limited show. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings TV show, you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. So Amazon, this happened recently. Amazon wrapped up their season 1 already. They're going to be in post-production for about a year, so this is going to come out in 2022. And with that being said, they're already working on season 2 by changing film locations. So instead of filming New Zealand like traditional Lord of the Rings, they're going to film it in London or in England. I can't remember. I don't know which one's which. But they're going to film it there. Something, okay, they're already ramping up for season 2. I'm thinking, and they had like a $1 billion budget, I think. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Like, did you guys see the artwork that they released?
I haven't seen that.
It just shows you like, it's not Erebor. It's not what's it called? Gondor. It's not Rohan. It's like a whole new area like that we've never seen before. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be pretty cool. We're going to see Amazon take a shot of Lord of the Rings on a scale that I don't think that anybody's ever seen before. I think this is going to be the most expensive TV show anyone's ever seen.
I love Lord of the Rings. I'm a huge fan. And the fact that you even were talking about Gondor and, you know, even like Helm's Deep and those places, I love those sets. They were amazing. Like, they put so much effort and time and money into those original movies that I think the amount of money they put into this TV show with that story already in place and how amazing that story is going to do really, really well. So I look forward to
that. Yeah, I like the orc sex scene. It's pretty cool.
you like any kind of sex scene. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, oh, wait. I think I watched the wrong Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I think you did. I think it was called Lord of the Cock Rings. All right. Daniel liked that one. Okay. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for the laugh, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Dad jokes.
So you know what? It's so funny, but a lot of the news this week, at least that came out on my end that I jotted down was all, or mostly Halloween stuff. It's actually kind of crazy that we're already getting to that point. It's only a couple months away, so I'm super excited for that. I know that hopefully the gathering can gather and scare the crap out of ourselves again. That would be a lot of fun. Hopefully that works out.
They had a spirit, a convention thing, huh?
Yeah, they always have that.
Yeah, my friends went to it. It looked pretty cool.
It's always in August. They're they did it. The one I went to a couple years back, it was cool because they actually had a couple test mazes that you could go in for some of the companies that were coming out, and it's like their test phase so they can see what people think of the mazes. I don't know if they still do that, but when I went, it was really cool because Universal had a test maze, and I think it was a Stranger Things. It was really cool. All right, so first off, unfortunately, you might have a little time left. We are recording this on a Sunday night. I'm probably not going to get this out till Monday, but if you were paying attention on Friday the 13th, which just passed, Fandango, which is now partnered with Vudu, which is part of like the Walmart Corporation and stuff. And if you buy DVDs and stuff, you can transfer them onto there. I like using that as a service to get movies because they stream really, really well off of there. So that's V-U-D-U. Friday the 13th, 8 movies were selling for $13. That was cool, man. I was like, I've never, and I don't own any of those movies, so I bought them right away. So I bought all the first 8 movies of Friday the 13th. Derek, we're going to have to do a binge watch of those.
Wait, what kind of format did you buy them in?
I bought them in HD.
Oh, boo. I have like 3 in VHS, but yeah.
Like, it's harder to take them outside and do a good Halloween movie night in VHS, just so you know. It's harder to get that to work. And I guess this is a new thing. There's a company called HalloweenCostume.com that is releasing ugly Halloween sweaters. So we don't just have ugly Christmas sweaters anymore. We have ugly Halloween sweaters. And you have The Conjuring, Pennywise, Annabelle, The Nun, Scooby-Doo, all these like different really cool genres of horror. If they have like a Kruger or of Voorhees, I think that'd be really cool. Halloween coming out this year. But that's really cool. If you get a chance, look on HalloweenCostumes.com. If you had to get a
holiday. Derek's birthday.
Yeah, for reals, right? We all get him one.
Ugly Christmas. No, I mean for the party. Yeah. Halloween party, ugly Christmas.
Ugly Halloween.
Halloween party.
Ugly Halloween sweater party. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Everybody has to dress up this year. Nobody be a dodo. Everybody has to come dressed up. Sky, you were good last year, bro.
Nah, I dressed up.
All right,
interesting too.
Daniel, no, fuck you, half-ass, lumberjack ass.
Hey, it works.
Whatever, put effort this time. Give me a costume.
All right, if you had to pick an ugly Halloween sweater character, who would you go with? I'll start with Oscar. Who's your character you would wear?
It would be
Chucky because he's the same height, or no?
Fred from the Scooby-Doo.
Fred, what?
What?
That was, you know, Fred, you know?
Yeah.
He's scary, bro. With a little scarf in his neck and the way he just looks at Daphne. It's a weird thing.
I swear to you, I was like, Fred. I'm like, oh, he's cutting Freddy Krueger's name down to Fred. Like, that's kind of weird, but it's cool.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
And then he went that way, the other direction. I went with Fred from Scooby-Doo. Oh, Oscar, you are magical.
Oh, God.
Okay, Daniel, who would you pick?
I go Michael.
Is this Michael B. Jordan from Creed?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
no.
Just making sure.
Halloween.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Right. From, what's it called? From Pirates?
Austin Powers.
All right, Adam, what about you? If you had to go get an ugly Halloween sweater, who's your character?
I don't know Halloween movies.
You've seen Pennywise,
Blueberry.
It? Huh?
I'll go as Blueberry.
Blueberry? Blueberry. That's actually not bad. I've actually the bet you the cereal. Yeah?
It's my favorite cereal back then.
Count what is it? Count
Chocula? I think it's Frankenberry, I think.
Frankenberry. All right, Derek, how about you? Who would you pick?
Ash from The Evil Dead.
Ash, of course.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I actually was thinking, for me, I would go Vincent Price from Fright Night.
Wait, did I see that movie with you?
Yeah, you did.
He's the
Vampire Hunter.
That was on TV, right? Or
yeah, he's the guy on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great. I love that original movie. It's so corny. Some of the scenes are so corny, but it's such, like when the girlfriend turns around and she's all like vamped out. Oh, it's so sick.
He got graphic at one point when he stabbed his best friend
yeah.
in the chest with, when he's like mixed morphing into a werewolf. He stabs
him. Oh, Evil Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evil Ed. Yeah, I have that one on VHS too. That one I like watching.
Oh, wow. The original Friday Night is so good. It's such Friday a classic. Night is
so good. Yeah. I've seen that movie like over like 7 times. I love that movie.
Okay, what else do I got for nerd? Oh, that's kind of it for the nerd news tonight. I did want to mention, if you haven't seen, there's a new documentary out on Amazon, and if you're a fan of Val Kilmer, it's amazing. He did, I did get to watch it piecemeal over a couple of days, but it's amazing documentary. Dude, I love him. I loved him as Doc Holliday. He's amazing as Iceman. Of course, most people know him as that. He did
Batman.
What's that?
Batman.
That's what I was going to say. Mentioning Batman. He hated being Batman. That's why he didn't do it again, because he couldn't hear in the suit. He felt like he couldn't act in the suit. He felt like he was just standing there most of the time. So he talks about how much he hated that role. And for those of you don't know, he actually got throat cancer. So now he talks with a trach. And his story is just really interesting. So if you're a fan of Val Kilmer, it's really cool to watch that. It's on Amazon, and I recommend checking that out.
Yeah, I just watched Tombstone for the first time. That was fun.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and he's amazing in that movie. Like, he kills it in that movie.
Oh, my God. When he came out of the woods, like, I'm your Huckleberry. I was like, that's a smooth criminal right there. Yeah, smooth right there. And he's like,
What's better is when he's going down, he's like, you're no Daisy, like on top of him, like, oh, like just talking shit. Like, I just shot you, bitch. Oh, it's great. I love that movie. Have any of you guys seen Tombstone? Oscar, Daniel?
No.
I have.
Oh, my God, Daniel, you haven't seen Tombstone?
Yeah, you gotta watch Tombstone. It's so good.
Oh, that's such an amazing movie. Kurt Russell, you know, the guy from Aliens and also Terminator? He's the bad guy in it. He's what the.
But he wasn't the bad guy.
Yeah,
he was one of the brothers. He was one of the. He was Kurt Russell's brother.
No, that's Bill Paxton. But also the main guy from Terminator that goes against Arnold, and the main guy from Aliens that's a love interest of Ripley is the guy that Val no Kilmer way. Kills in it, and in the Huckleberry scene. That's him.
Mm.
So. It's a cool throwback, because if you look, they're all so intertwined in these movies. Bill Paxton was in that. Sam Elliott is amazing in that movie. I love him. So that's kind of it for that. I got one last piece of thing. Has anyone seen this trailer for Midnight Mass?
No.
It's a Netflix movie that's going to be coming out. Another one. And it actually kind of freaked me out. I'm going to play this trailer out, and then we'll get into Back in Time. But this is actually... really, really, really interesting. Like, so the premise is there's this one guy who has a troubled past, comes to this town, that Crocker Island. It's an island. And this other guy who's a young charismatic priest come to this town, and these miracles start happening, but there's a price for these miracles. And hence, cue the trailer.
We tend to dislike mysteries. Feel uncomfortable not knowing.
How's that lighthouse?
The more that we know, the less we bend, the more brittle we become, the easier to break.
That wasn't an act of God.
Wasn't it?
It's okay to just look at the world and say, why, I don't understand.
Why? That whole scene, oh man, it's crazy. Check it out, it's called Midnight Mass. It's going to be on Netflix, so you can watch it from the comfort of your home. Looks like a really cool, scary movie coming up. And since Halloween's coming up quick, we're going to need some new movies to check out, which is really cool because the release date of the new Halloween is right before Halloween. And that Halloween Kills looks epic. All right. I say it's time to start. a little back in time. I'll be back. All right, we're going way back in time, back into 1930. This young lady made her first appearance in Dizzy Dishes.
I have to have muffins, but when I'm having my muffins, I have to have
Can anyone guess who that famous, famous cartoon character is?
Betty Boo.
Betty Boo.
Oh. What'd you say, Oscar?
Betty Boo.
Betty Boo? Is that your boo-boo? Yep. Your new boo-boo?
It's Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Oh, Betty Boop, I guess.
No, thank you for the magic. Betty Boo is going down as a front runner for the podcast. Betty Boo. All right.
Motion of the motion.
All right. In 1939, now everyone should get this. In 1939, this movie premiered at the world famous, infamous Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Boo. Cat. Boo.
That's it. That's not Betty Boo.
You see, I can't even scare a crow. They come from miles around just to eat in my field and laugh in my face. Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Everyone knows that movie, right? I'm not going to ask who knows it. Does anyone not know that movie? Bueller? Okay. That's The Wizard of Oz. What was her name?
Dorothy.
No. What's the actress that played her? Does anyone remember? Adam?
I only know the Japanese version of the song.
What's the Japanese version of the song?
Well, no, it's a redone. It's by Riona. I love her so much. Dude, she's got great music. But it's called Nijino Kanatani. It's pretty much like it's a tragic version of the Wizard of Oz story.
Oh,
hey Adam, you should like take some Japanese courses, dude. Your pronunciation is pretty dope, actually.
Yeah, well done. All right, in 1942, this character came out, and it didn't help because now there's a video game that talks about shooting them. This is Bambi.
What's the matter?
What happened?
Did the young prince fall down? Is he hurt?
No, he's all right.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Well, that is the worst advice you can give anyone. What?
And thus started the curse of Disney moms getting killed off in movies.
Yep, that is Bambi, 1942. Okay, we jump all the way to 1960, and this movie made its debut, directed by the infamous Alfred Hitchcock. Like, it's kind of annoying after a while. Does everyone know what that movie is?
You know, oddly enough, I've never actually seen the actual movie. I just know it from that scene.
Yeah,
I've been trying to find Psycho on HBO Max or any other station. I just can't seem to find it.
It's a great movie. There, Anthony Perkins is amazing in it. Really good at job acting. That movie itself is actually really well directed. I love that movie. Does any Derek, you know what movie that is, right? Psycho?
Yeah, that's Psycho.
Okay, Derek, this is for bonus points, and you should know this one. Actually, Adam might know this one, Daniel. I'm not too sure. Oscar, for sure, you don't know. What did they use as a substitute for blood in the shower scene?
I actually don't know that.
No?
I don't know either. I was going to say ketchup.
Cherry flavoring? I don't know.
Now, they couldn't. It didn't matter if it was red or not, so think about that. Because it's black and white.
I don't know, man. I never did.
They used chocolate syrup. It was chocolate syrup that they used because it actually showed up better than any kind of like ketchup or anything red because it was so dark.
Dark. Yeah.
Actually came out really cool. So that is a little psycho history for you guys. And what about the movie? Where is the motel and grandmama's house at?
I just know it's called Bates Motel, but I don't know the actual location.
Okay. In L.A.
In L.A., where at?
It's always in L.A. I don't know. Somewhere in L.A.
Have you guys ever been to Universal Studios?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is it there?
Have you guys ever been on the Universal Studios tour?
Yeah, every year during Halloween. Yeah, that was the best mazes there.
It was actually filmed there.
Oh, wow.
All right. It's actually cool that what Derek's talking about is you can actually go through that area doing a walking maze, which is actually really cool because it's an outdoor maze that walks through different sets like the Grinch and Bates Motel and up in the hills a little bit. Then you walk into the War of the Worlds plane crash set, which was actually filmed there. And actually the Jurassic Park paddocks from Part 3 is also filmed up in that area. So Cool little spot to go and check out during Halloween. All right, in 1979, this movie came out starring Brando and Martin Sheen.
You smell that? Hey, fun, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Love the smell of napalm in the morning. All right, for bonus points, who can name that movie?
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, well done. That is Apocalypse Now. And Brando's actually pretty...
Apocalypse Now.
Good job, Daniel. Way to go. I know you're delayed. Sure. All right. In 1986, one of my favorite movies of all time, I've seen this movie so many times, came out. I actually saw this in a drive-in.
I'm never going to get out of this town, am I, Gory? You can do anything you want, man.
Who can name that movie? Bueller?
I don't know.
Oh my God, you don't know that one? Daniel?
No.
Oscar?
La Bamba?
No. Adam?
I have no idea.
Directed by Stephen King, but actually when he wrote the book, he went under a pseudonym. That is Stand By Me. Stand By Me. And you guys have not seen this movie I'm taking?
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's a great, great movie. Okay. These guys came onto the scene hard. They released their album under the record label Ruthless, and their first album like catapulted this group into stardom. They were the first group of this kind, and they, to this day, are still relevant and just had a movie made of them. Let's see if you guys can figure out who this is.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
NWA.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You two play if you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. But a punk motherfucker's
Who's seen Straight Outta Compton? Who's seen that movie?
I did. I have. And I have something to follow up with that. I remember having a dream about that when it came out. You guys remember? This was back when Sky and Manina were dating. We all met at grandma's house one morning to have like Daniel's mom's like brunch because it was her birthday. And it was Straight Outta Compton came out, and I had a dream where some of us were part of NWA. Danny was Dr. Dre. Derek was Eazy-E. And for some reason, I was Ice Cube. Sorry, Oscar, you weren't in the dream.
Oh, man. I ain't tripping. I don't need to be in that dream.
That's rage. Oh, I remember that. That was a while back, dude.
You actually told everyone about that dream before?
Yeah, I did. It was like, that was like in 2015, I think.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty far back. Yeah.
That's why I think people need to write down their dreams. They got to have a dream book because you can. I was watching the other day a little documentary on the movie Tremors, and the guy who wrote that actually was hiking in the desert, and he decided to like kind of just go up on these rocks, and that's how he came up with the idea of Tremors. Like, he was on this rock, he's like, what if something was chasing me from under the ground and this was like my only safe space? And I'm like, man, like, he wrote that down, then he went back and from that idea wrote that story. And Tremors to me is one of the best. Like, I love that movie. One of my favorite B movies of all time. So I just think it's like dreams like that. I mean, obviously you can't write that because it's already been written, but stuff like that, when you come up with a dream and it's so vivid and you can remember it, there's something to that, like in writing it down. Anyways, so, all right, Mr. Daniel Dre, I got another song for you. And I think Derek's probably the only one that hasn't. Let's see, Derek, have you ever?
Still waiting for that to happen.
I shouldn't have made fun of Derek.
It's not really a big deal. It's when it's overrated. Kind of.
Yeah, definitely overrated, you're right, Derek? Yeah.
It's you're whatever.
Good. You're good. That is a Katy Perry was number one with that song in 2008. And ladies and gentlemen, nerds and nerdettes, that is it for this week in Back in Time. All right, it's time to play a game we like to call What If.
Ponder the question. What if?
Okay. We're going to start off tonight because the producer decided to give us a really, really good What If today. And we had discussed this. It was kind of interesting. I actually am very curious of what you guys think. Now, here, what is something you were told as a child, okay? Mine, for example, was, and I know this is for a lot of people, but it's just because that's what was told to me, and I actually believed it for a long time. And I would get scared every freaking time I ate one, but I was always told if you ate watermelon seeds, there's a good chance a watermelon would start growing in your stomach, right? And it scared the crap out of me. Like, I'm like, oh, shit. And every time I ate a watermelon seed, that's why I would make sure we only ate seedless. And if I didn't, I would always take them all out. I would freak out. The producer was telling me that if they would raise their hand to their mom, right, that their arm or hand would turn to dust. So they would never do that. Like, that's what they were told. Like, if you raise your hand to me, your hand's going to turn to dust. Right? Or, oh no, what's the other? Oh, and here's one that she truly believes, is that if you were to go swimming right after you eat, you're going to get sick or get cramp up and drown. Like, okay, I've went swimming after I ate 1,000 times at the beach, and I've never cramped and I've never drowned. So what is something...
Wait, so that's not real?
No, it's not real. It's 100% not real. What is something you were told as a child that, like, you've believed for so long? Maybe even still believe it today.
I got one. All right. So this happened, I think, in 2000 or 2010, but I went to the doctor because I had an ingrown toenail. And the reason why I had it was because I was cutting my toenails like completely wrong. But when the doctor came in, I put on my shoes and getting ready to go. He sees me just like, how do you guys put your shoes on? Like, do you like tie them or do you just slip them on?
Both.
Okay, so what I did was I slid them on, and he saw that. And I guess that was a pet peeve of his, because what he told me, and my mom was there, what he told me was, oh, that actually causes ingrown toenail. If you just slide your foot into your shoe without untying it or tying it, it'll cause an ingrown toenail. I was like, oh shit, I better do that. Now as I'm that fucker, he pretty much like
scarred you.
I'm assuming that was just BS right there. I think he just didn't like people like slipping their shoes on. He likes people tying their shoes.
What a douche. That's funny. And you believe that? How? When did you figure out?
He's a doctor. Are you serious? He's a doctor. Of course I was going to believe that.
When did you figure out that it's probably not true?
Probably maybe like 3 or 4 years later. Yesterday.
A couple of minutes ago. Yeah.
He just YouTubed it.
A minute.
What about you, Daniel?
The old Mexican tale, don't shower and go outside because you're going to get sick.
Oh my God, that was mine.
Yeah, mine. Same.
You guys actually believe that?
Yeah, I was told you'd freeze to death.
I never got that. I didn't want to go outside.
Adam didn't have that problem. He's like, Joe, thank God I don't have to go outside now.
I'm good.
Well, what is some other stuff? Because, I mean, obviously that's just not the only one then. Because if you guys all three were
wasn't it like also like don't turn the light on while you're, don't turn the car light on, whatever, whenever you're driving or something?
No. I don't.
What's that one thing? The roof light, whatever.
I remember there was one about dog shit. Like you can't look at a dog taking a dump or your dump eyebrows.
Oh yeah,
you look at a dog,
you get a sty. If you look at a dog or something like that.
You guys believe, and you believed all this crap.
Yeah,
Bloody Mary.
I
never done the Bloody Mary. I just think I don't believe it, but
I did it. I had a little panic, but then like nothing really happened. I was like, well, that's what I get for believing it. I'm just standing there in the dark for like 10 minutes. Like,
so
would
any of you guys right now, if you're home alone, no one was there, go into a bathroom mirror, look into it and say Bloody Mary three times.
The way they say you need to do it is you need to have candles and then like some of your blood on the
oh hell no the,
yeah I'm good
that's too much work.
would any of you guys do that? Are you too scared?
I've seen enough horror movies to know better.
Oh crap, all right, let's move on. Actually, Adam, you had something to say. What was it?
Oh no, I'm good.
Okay, I got a question for you, kind of in the same realm, because we're kind of talking about folk tales and stuff, but I guess not, but people who believe in this probably get pissed at me for saying that. But if you could be a patron saint of something, what would it be? I guess there's a patron saint for almost everything in the world.
What's it? I'm going to look it up right now. What's a patron saint?
Patron saint's like the patron saint of like dogs or the patron saint of travel, which is Saint Christopher, I believe. So it's a saint that protects. Is it Christopher? Is that who it is?
Columbus? You're talking about Columbus?
No, the
religion.
Oh, shit.
The saints, like the saints are in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
There's saint.
The God of the war.
So yeah, there's a
pretty much the same thing.
I just looked it up right now. Patron saints are people regarded as heavenly advocate of a nation, place, craft, activity, class, clan, family, or person.
Right. So basically, if you could be a patron saint of anything, so like a lot of surfers, a lot of people in like, you'll see a lot of people, especially in like surf shops, you'll see a lot of the St. Christopher medallions there because they're a patron saint of travel or whatever that is. So if you could be
a spaghetti monster, the religion,
the spaghetti monster,
It's an Arizona based one.
All right. So, what would you be, Oscar? What would you be a patron saint of?
God of War. Saint Michael, God of War.
I think you'd actually be more of like Saint Saint Chong of the Weedland. What about you, Daniel? What would you be a saint over?
You know, Saint of Gains.
Saint of Gains.
Gains or Gays?
Gains or
Gains?
Gains.
Gains? Games or Gays?
What are you saying, bro?
I actually didn't even understand
you.
Lifting gains.
Gains.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
okay. So people bring tattoos of you like on their faces and stuff then, right?
The Rock.
The Rock.
That's Mike Tyson. You're fine. That's Mike Tyson. Wrong one.
All right. Derek, what about you?
Ah, shit. I don't really have one, man.
Well, then I'll give you the patron saint of shit, because that's the first thing you said. Oh, shit.
Fine.
What about you, Adam?
I'll be the patron saint of Star Wars. That's it.
That's a good one. See? You thought like a nerd. These guys failed the test.
I was just looking around. I had no idea what I was going to do. I was just looking around saying, okay, Star Wars. Just take that one off.
I'm the patron saint of podcasting. That's my new gig.
For now.
Okay, what are your top three gas station snacks of all time?
Hot dog.
Top three. So the hot dog.
Protein cookies and a Monster.
I'll go with a beef jerky, some Jolly Ranchers, and some Gatorade.
Okay.
Awesome. Slushy, Funyuns.
What was the question? Sorry.
Top three gas station snacks of all time, or 7-Eleven snacks.
Go on, Oscar. Sorry.
Chili cheese dog from 7-Eleven. So you said 7-Eleven too, right?
Yeah, they're considered gas stations. I mean, most of 7-Elevens here aren't gas stations, but they are pretty much in most of the rest of the country.
All right, well, chili cheese dog, Funyuns, and a Slurpee.
Mmm. That's like a meal. All right, Derek, you're up.
Hot dogs, water, and Reese's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Actually, hot dog, I'm in with that. If I go to 7-Eleven, I definitely want a hot dog.
I'm not too comfortable ordering a hot dog at 7-Eleven. I'm like, that doesn't feel right.
Oh, they're delicious.
This just tastes amazing.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. Yeah. Really good.
Even you guys have tried the hamburger dog?
Yeah,
really. Yeah, it's actually really good.
I want to be the patron saint of hot dogs. I changed it. Let's see. Hot dog, energy drink, of course. And what would my last one be? What would I get at 7-Eleven? Oh, Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its. Oh, Cheez-Its are delicious. All right. If you could... Right? Marry a ghost. Someone from the past. Now, this has got to be someone that's dead, celebrity. Who would you marry?
None, I'd rather not. I'd rather not marry a ghost.
You have to. You have to marry this ghost. Who would you marry? Adam, you're up.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who's dead, actually.
Amy White.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Oscar?
Brittany Murphy.
Oh, Brittany Murphy from 8 Mile. Good pull. Derek?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
You know how many there's like, you got Marilyn Monroe. The girl that
plays in Queen of the Damned.
Did she pass?
Aaliyah?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was a singer too, right?
Yeah, she died in
Chelsea.
Yeah. I think I would go Carrie Fisher.
See, I was going to think about that, but I didn't want to be like cemented as a Star Wars person. So I was like, is there anybody else that I know that's dead? I don't know.
But I would go Carrie Fisher, or even Marilyn Monroe would be a good choice. So
This isn't the I'm not too so familiar with Star Wars names, but what's the Princess Leia's name? She passed away, right?
Yeah,
Carrie Fisher.
That's her name. Okay, that's her name. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
All right. So we're in a battle, right? Each one of us, have our own camps. Okay. You could choose either, and you're general in your own camp, right? You could choose to get a T-Rex, a tank to fight on your side, right? You have a T-Rex or a tank to fight on your side. What do you choose? Adam, you're up.
I'll go with a tank. I mean, is this even a discussion?
Yeah.
Unless the T-Rex can transform or something into Megatron, fuck that. I'm going to pick the tank.
I mean, what do the enemies have? Do they have anything in return that can kill the T-Rex quickly? Or are we just
choosing one shot at the tank? Do I only have one shot on it? Or do
You're not going against the T-Rex.
Yeah, you're always thinking this. Just the tank or the T-Rex.
Yeah, you're not. You're like, what would you pick? What do you think your best way to win this win would be?
The tank. I'm going to pick the tank.
There we go.
I would actually go with the T-Rex. The reason I go with the T-Rex is no matter what in this fight, like the tank at some point, like tanks can be overtaken by men, right? They're going to come in and probably destroy it. I've yet to see a T-Rex killed in Jurassic Park. They're always victorious. So I'm going to take the Jurassic Park T-Rex.
The tank yet.
But the T-Rex is not in a middle of a battle zone. What happens if the other team has a tank and they just shoot down your T-Rex? That goes your whole offense.
What makes you think they can beat... Why does the other team have to have a tank?
You're
telling me a T-Rex can block a rocket at it, shooting at it. You're telling me this big old bullet is going to blow up.
Yeah.
You're telling me that T-Rex is going to handle its explosion without taking any damage.
But what makes you think someone's shooting your T-Rex with a tank?
Because I watched the show.
If I saw a big-ass animal coming towards me, I better get my ass in a tank and shoot it down.
Sky, look, I just watched a show where I saw people in a tank take out a fucking dragon the size of Smaug. I'm pretty sure they can handle a T-Rex running around.
Let's spice it up. A dragon.
Yeah, okay. So would you rather have a dragon or a tank? Would you rather have a dragon or a tank?
Dragons fly, right?
Yeah. Dragons can fly, yeah.
Yeah, take a dragon.
Take the damn dragon.
How big's the dragon, though?
How many teeth does it have?
What race is the dragon?
Is it from the West Coast or the East Coast?
Is it a fire drake or is it a mountain drake?
Fire dragon or ice dragon?
Rick and Morty dragons?
Is it a Hungarian North Bill?
From
the tank question, I feel like the majority of us think tank, right?
Right. I don't even know what you guys took away. You're like, everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to. Okay, but you can have a dragon that has the same skin like as a T-Rex probably, and but the dragon is better than a tank. Like you just shoot the other team had like 5,000 tanks that would shoot your T-Rex. Like so.
It makes more sense if the dragon had dragon skin. If it has T-Rex skin, it's gonna go straight through them. Dragon skin is much more tougher.
You guys have never seen either one. How do you know which one's tougher?
I've watched a lot of anime. I've watched a lot of fantasy. I know. I've seen. Dragons.
Come on.
I've seen a MythBusters episode.
Oh my god!
It confirmed that man.
We're way too nerdy. If this is like, we're like seriously. No, wait, fuck that. No, because like the T Rex, like fuck that. But a dragon, I would totally get because I know for sure like the skin's made of. Like no, we have no idea.
I feel like the dragon can outmaneuver the missiles incoming. The T Rex, poor little tink tink, can't even block it with his hands.
Okay. I'm going to change it up. Now, you're going to have to pick your animal and then pick the person you most likely think you would win with. But this is an animal. It could be made up. It could be real. But it has to have existed, at least in TVs or movies, at one point. So it could be a T-Rex. It could be a dragon. It could be a... Okay,
yeah,
so
where does he dare take on a dragon?
So you, but no, if you had to fight with something, like let's just see each one of us had a battle. Something. Yeah, we're going to battle royal with us. and our animal against the other members of the gathering. Okay, Oscar, who do you pick to fight? Who's your gladiator?
And this is supposed to be like kind of like a minotaur.
I don't know what the hell you just said.
You know what a minotaur is, dude?
Oh, that's what he said, a minotaur?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that in in fucking Anchorman. Kanye kills it.
Kanye kills it. Okay. All right. So I don't know how to explain. So you get to pick anything to fight with, like a dragon or a T-Rex. You could pick like a puppy dog if you wanted to pick a puppy dog. You could pick a what's a made up animal?
A centaur.
A centaur. You could pick whatever you want to pick to fight with. So let's make it not too complicated and pick an animal that you could fight with. So Adam, you're first. Who do you pick?
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna pick Godzilla.
Okay, you got Godzilla. All right.
I thought it has to be real sometime.
No, doesn't. It could be real or made up.
We were assuming for movies.
Real or made up. It could be in movies.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not fair. Can't pick God.
Well, nobody can beat Jesus. I'm on his side.
Jesus is not an animal.
He's not an animal.
Jesus is king.
He is an animal, if you think about
not,
it.
Like an animal or like a made-up like thing? All right. Okay, well, this is the last one. Let's get through this one. I think we can make it through. I think we can do it. Derek, who do you pick to fight with?
Mechagodzilla.
Okay.
So we're just going to go for the Monsterverse then? Or is that where we're just
going
to pick then?
Oh, I'm not going there. Daniel?
I don't even know. Come back to me.
Okay. Oscar?
No, Kraken.
I know, I was thinking about that.
I got a follow-up question for the animal thing. Like, let's just say.
Are we still on the animal?
Let's wait to get through everyone before we follow up. Because I don't know why we can't get through one question. Oscar, okay, you're up.
Didn't I already choose the Minotaur?
Okay, the Minotaur. You picked the Minotaur. All right, I am going to go with Medusa.
Oh, damn, that's actually good.
The only one I don't think I could beat maybe is Derek's because it's not human.
Yeah, he can't beat Derek.
But well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. All right, who are you picking?
A shark.
A shark.
The Megadon.
Okay, yeah. Now who do you think would win in a battle royale between all our characters? Who would be the last one standing?
Oh, Sky.
Me.
Now, Adam, who do you think?
I think you would.
Derek, who do you think?
What did you pick?
I picked Medusa.
Picked Medusa.
Obviously, Mechagodzilla, me, because he's not an organic being. He's a robot.
I'm not saying and you are fighting each other. We're all in a battle royale, so who's the last one standing?
Never mind that. Derek's going to win then. Derek's going to win. Because Medusa's like, she's human sized, man.
I got a question. Why am I the only one fighting Derek's character where they're all in the battle royale together?
Because mine's the goat.
Because Derek's Mechagodzilla. Fish off the shark. He's going to stomp the Minotaur. The only person that poses a threat is Godzilla. And even then, he had trouble. So I'm thinking, shit, I think Mechagodzilla's going to win.
You guys are
rockets, dude.
All right. We're way past the time. And that was awesome. It's got to be less than 2 minutes.
Okay, you got to pick any the strength of any animal. What would you want? Ratio of like human ratio to animal. What would you want the strength of?
An ant.
An ant.
I go ant. Daniel goes ant. Derek goes Mechagodzilla. Oscar. Oscar's a werewolf. Adam, who are you?
I want the mantis shrimp.
The mantis shrimp.
Look it up, okay? For anybody who, this is just for fun, like, just look up the mantis shrimp. It's the most badass creature on the planet.
All right, mantis shrimp, that's homework. We'll find out how badass this shrimp is and if it could beat an ant. All right, that's on the next episode of The Gathering. All right, thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We are out of time. It was amazing. Adam, thank you for joining us tonight, jumping on. Derek, good to see you. Daniel, welcome back. Oscar, great job. And whatever you said earlier, the whole time. I don't know. I'm just giving you shit, Oscar. Thank you so much. Gentlemen, ladies, nerds, nerdettes, thank you for joining The Gathering for another week. Don't forget, if you like the podcast, tell a friend. We would appreciate it. Until then, gather on.
Gather on.